Day 26, I am. These two simple words, I am, encompass everything God is and might be in our lives. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 98. I have a friend who's a recovering drug addict. This friend has spent many, many years trying to find his way out of the damage that has occurred because of the ravages of his addiction. The flood of victimizing events that have taken place as a result of the choices this friend has made over the years has enabled victim thinking to be in control of this friend's life for big chunks of his existence. The fact that this friend would allow himself to victimize others around him is a testament to the power of victim thinking when it takes hold of a life. This friend's life has been filled with a host of I am not statements. I am not lovable. I am not trustworthy. I am not acceptable. I am not ever going to make anything of my life. I am not a good person. These and a host of other I am not statements further fuels the victim thinking fire in my friend's life. The same goes for you and me. The more we live a life that is summed up with I am not kinds of statements, the more we will find the negative effects of victim thinking to be influencing our actions. I've seen time and time again the actions empowered by victim thinking typically cause victimization to those we would never want to intentionally hurt in our lives. When it comes to actions empowered by victim thinking, the statement, hurt people, is such a truth-filled sentiment. Moses in the Bible came across an astonishing sight one day. He noticed a bush was on fire. What amazed Moses was the fact that the fire caused no damage to the bush. As he drew close to take a look at this phenomenon, a voice came from the bush. One of the things this voice said to Moses is shown in our reading below. God said to Moses, "I am who I am." That is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Exodus 3:14, New International Version. In the Bible, God uses the phrase I am as a description of himself from time to time. At first glance, I am seems to be an incomplete statement when it comes to identity. But when you realize that God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all in all, I am starts to make some sense. Since we are formed in the image of God, the I am identity is something that I believe is to be reflected in our lives as well. One day my friend was saying something when an I am not statement came out of his mouth. I quickly stopped him and said, "It's time that you start living an I am lifestyle." In other words, it's time to start talking the way God does, particularly when it comes to who God sees us to be. God doesn't see us as unlovable, unworthy, amounting to nothing, and or no good like my friend saw himself with his I am not statements. God sees us as himself, not as I am not, but as I am. Listen to your self-talk today. How many I am not statements will you make today? For the most part, these statements are killing your ability to live like the victor you are. Today, when I am not slips out of your mouth or enters into your thinking, change it to I am. You have been made in the image of God, whose name is I am. Since this is how God already sees you, why not see yourself the same way and let victor living lead the way?